For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Texas GOP Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn say Congress must move to shore up immigration laws that put children in jeopardy after a tour of a temporary immigrant children's center near the border. Cruz said he hopes a bipartisan effort will follow President Trump's executive order to keep families together.
President, listen to the concerns that were expressed by me, by Senator Cornyn, by Texans and people all across the country, that kids should stay with their families. And my hope is, in the coming days and weeks, we will see Republicans and Democrats coming together.
About 2,300 migrant children were separated from their parents since April. About 500 have been returned so far. Republican leaders say they still plan to vote on an immigration bill next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenegenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenegenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenegenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenegenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenegenics.com.
The European Union is imposing trade tariffs, prompting a new threat from President Trump. The president responded to the EU tariffs taking effect today, targeting American goods largely from states he won in 2016. He tweets, "Based on the tariffs and trade barriers long placed on the U.S. and its great companies and workers by the European Union, if these tariffs and barriers are not broken down and removed, we will be placing a 20% tariff on all of their cars coming into the U.S. Build them here." German automakers have three plants in the United States. A train derailment in northwest Iowa that broke apart some oil tanker cars has led to the city of Rock Valley shutting off all its drinking water wells. Lyon County Sheriff Stuart Vanderstoop.
Don't know how much oil has been spilt yet at this time, but we do have stuff in the water trying to catch some of the oil and keep it from going any farther.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Roseanne is gone, but her show will continue. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
ABC announcing that the Roseanne Barr-free spinoff of the sitcom Roseanne, being called The Conners, will air on Tuesday evenings on the TV network, right in the slot where the Roseanne reboot was scheduled to run before a racist tweet from Barr caused ABC to cancel the show 3 weeks ago. ABC says the spinoff will focus on the other members of Roseanne's TV family, including Darlene, played by Sarah Gilbert, who was an executive producer on last season's revival and will also be an executive producer of the spinoff. The network says Barr will have no financial or creative involvement in the new series. They haven't explained how they're going to write the disappearance of Roseanne from the show. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In downtown Pittsburgh, there was another round of street protests over a fatal police shooting of a black teenager. KBKA TV reporter David Highfield.
Most of the night, it seemed like a very peaceful crowd. In fact, they were determined to stay until the end of the Pirates game because they definitely wanted to create a disturbance here. They wanted to get attention for their issue. Police in riot gear were keeping a distance, but we did not see any violence this evening until this person tried to drive through the crowd, literally drive through the people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.